Welcome to The Juice, where I sit down with cutting-edge business owners and unique, interesting, and inspiring individuals. Today's featured guest is Audrey Zona. Audrey is wife, mother of two, and founder, owner, and CEO of ZoHealthy. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you,
Pam. It's so good to see you.
So happy to be here. This is great.
Before we get started, Can we play a little game?
Sure.
All right, so the rules are... You're going to get a minute, and you're going to answer all of these questions in the minute.
Oh, God.
If you do, you win a gift card.
One after the other?
One after the other. Rapid fire.
Okay.
And if you don't, then we just will continue our conversation.
Okay.
Awesome. So ready to start timer? Mm-hmm. All right. What is your favorite juice drink?
Green.
Leader or follower?
Leader.
Quality of life or quantity of life?
Quality.
What is your best feature?
My nose.
Mountains or beach?
Beach.
Favorite color?
Pink.
Library or museum?
Museum.
Text or call?
Text.
Greatest achievement?
My children.
Any tattoo is nice?
No.
Gucci or Chanel?
Chanel.
What's in your handbag right now?
Oh, phone, makeup, wallet.
Okay. Dark chocolate or milk chocolate?
Oh, dark.
I knew that. Favorite cuisine?
Italian.
Okay. Favorite president?
Oh, God. Kennedy.
Okay. Cat or dog?
Dog.
Comedy or drama?
Comedy.
What's your best characteristic?
Smiley.
Love that. What's your favorite movie?
Pretty Woman.
Instagram or Facebook?
Instagram.
What do you wish for the future?
Oh, to be famous.
You're on your way. We have a winner. You win a gift card to Amazon. Oh, enjoy it.
Thank you.
Thank you for participating in the game.
Fun.
So now we're going to get down to business as soon as I find my questions for you and get to know you. And I'm excited for this because I see so much of you on Instagram and your videos, but I wanted to sit down and this is going to be great. So what gets you up in the morning? What's the passion that drives you?
You know, I think this might sound a little cliche, but I truly love my work. I get so excited when my clients are coming in and I get to hear all about their wins of the week. And listen, there are many non-wins of the week, but I love the navigating of their day and their week and when they had their aha moments and the non-scale victories. And I get such a charge out of seeing them evolve and change and grow and blossom and have all these incredible, you know, moments that they didn't think that they could ever achieve. So for me, that's what inspires me every single day.
That's so cool.
I just love it.
Because you're in a state when you're talking about it and you're like so energized and happy and upbeat about it that I can feel like it coming from your heart.
It's very exciting. It does. It really does feed my soul.
I can feel that.
Like every day I'm like, I get up and like ready to just, I can't wait. I like run through my list of who's coming and I'm just so excited to see them every single day.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. So I guess I should say before, what made you start ZoHealthy? What is ZoHealthy?
Okay, so ZoHealthy is my brand. I took the Zo from Zona, which is my last name. My graphic artist and I for 2 years were trying to figure out, you know, what's gonna be the name. And one day she said, duh, ZoHealthy, I mean, come on. So anyway, what is ZoHealthy? So I offer one-on-one coaching. Women, teens, and men. I literally service everywhere from 13 years old to 75 and everything in the middle. So I have one-on-one coaching. I offer group programming.
Wait, what kind of coaching?
What kind of coaching? Okay, sorry. So I am an integrative health coach and I specialize in the psychology of eating and in weight loss. Many people will come to me not to lose weight. They may have allergies to foods. They may have gluten intolerance, dairy intolerance, or they just plain and simple want to learn how to eat cleaner and healthier and nutritious. So I can help in that area as well. So it's everything from weight loss, wellness. My program encompasses mind, body, spirit.
That's great.
So I'm getting them to meditate every day.
Love that.
They're going to yoga. They're moving their bodies. It doesn't have to be the gym. It could be dance. It could be Zumba, whatever, you know, feeds them. I'm helping them with their meal preps and what to eat on a daily basis, how to navigate going
Isn't
on vacation.
Isn't it crazy how food has become this consuming product in our
society?
And it's because of the addictive
We have so many addictions out there.
Well, because they put chemicals in
that's
the food
correct.
That creates the addiction.
Gluten being one of the things added to so many foods today. And sugars. There's sugar in everything.
I know.
And people are, on average, having 17 teaspoons of sugar per day.
That's so crazy.
Mm-hmm. If you don't really
So if you don't
like
want to have sugar, she's your woman. Give her a call.
So that's pretty much what I do.
Okay.
It's one-on-one coaching in my home office, and then I also do large wellness events throughout the year.
And what made you start this?
I was a really overweight child. I spent 3 summers in a diet camp at the ages of 10, 11, and 12.
That is a tough time.
A really, really hard time for me as a little person. Being made fun of, falling down. I was chubby and always picked last for the kickball team and all that stuff. It was really a hard
It's traumatizing
time.
It carries through you if you don't deal with it.
I still have the scars from that, but I'm good.
Hopefully they're
healed. Good. Yeah. I've healed for sure.
Because you're not that little girl you were then.
No. But I think what makes me a great coach is that I understand what it feels like to be that girl.
Absolutely.
And I can relate. And when women come to me today and they're 50, 80 pounds overweight and they're sharing their emotional being with me, I'm right there with them. Like, I get it. And I think that's what makes me unusual. A lot of coaches were not overweight.
Right.
You know, they don't have that life experience.
Correct. What I love is you said, what makes me a great coach? Because you're owning it and you're confident about it, and that means you are a great coach.
You know, it's funny, Pam, because I'm not one to pat myself on the back for many things, but when it comes to coaching and helping people, I gotta say, like, I'm pretty amazing.
That's awesome!
I feel the difference. I know what I'm doing with these people. When they say to me, Audrey, you've changed my life, and it's not just one person, but many that have said that, and I don't mean to come off braggy at all. I just know that
I know your value, which everyone should know, because we all have it.
It's wonderful to know that you're making a difference and you're really changing people's lives. And it's not just their life, but their spouse and
their children
and their friends. And
the collective consciousness. I mean, the whole society. Everybody that's happier and better is going to make everyone else.
Yeah.
And we're going to get to a much better place, because right now we need that love.
Yeah.
What are some of your favorite books, podcasts, or tools that have supported you on your journey?
Oh, well, I would say my favorite is the school that I went to, this Institute for Psychology of Eating. There are so many podcasts. Mark David, the founder, is just outstanding. And he's really one of my favorite guys to just listen to. I mean, so I'm constantly going back and referring to my work in the school. And then he has a lot of updated podcasts and learnings and teachings to stay current with. So what's his name again? Mark David.
Check him out.
Institute for Psychology of Eating. He's the best.
Cool.
So that's definitely one of my favorites. Who else? Oh, I follow this incredible woman. She's written a book called Bright Line Eating, Susan Pierce Thompson.
Okay, Susan Pierce Thompson.
Yeah, she's another one that I really recommend that most of my clientele get that book. And she's a neuroscientist and speaks heavily about the addiction of sugar and white flour.
Okay.
And I reference her book, I reference her teachings pretty much every single day in my work with my women. Yeah.
Okay, so that's some good tools for us. Thank you so much. What exactly is a health coach, and what does a typical day look like for you?
Okay. Well, a health coach, I mean, there's all different kinds of health coaches, but for me, I would say that a health coach is a person who can guide you in terms of how to eat nutritiously, the most nutrient-dense foods, and guide you really more on an integrated basis. So it's not just about what to eat, but it's when you're eating, it's your timing, it's the mind, your thoughts, how they play into your relationship to food. I think that a health coach is somebody who would also guide you with exercise and how are you moving your body, and relationships, and I feel like it's like all encompassing. A health coach, it's when you think about it, it's health. So what is health? Mind, body, spirit. And you're coaching, you're guiding, you're supporting, you're their cheerleader. For me, I do a lot of supporting of my clients throughout the week. It's not just like, come see me
right,
for 45 minutes,
check in.
But I do check-ins almost daily with a bunch of my clients.
I see that on Instagram.
And I'm really very hands-on. I mean, I get phone calls kind of all the time and text messages throughout the day. They might be on vacation having a question. They might ask me to even call a restaurant and speak to the chef about their particular allergies, and I do it. I often refer to myself as a wellness concierge.
Along with
being a coach, because I really do feel like I offer a very specialized concierge service of wellness.
And you do something else that is really great. You are an awesome cook. So if you go on Instagram, you can find so many different good, delicious, healthy recipes, and from different types of pancakes to cookies. And they're also smoothies. Yeah, you have a lot of good smoothies. So check out her page. Your Instagram is
Zo_healthy. Zo_healthy.
Follow her. You're going to get a lot of great inspiration. I mean, look at this energy. Okay.
What is my typical day look like?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
Okay. So my typical day, I get up somewhere between 5:30 and 6 a.m. I go to the bathroom. And after that, I will start doing some energy work on myself. And I pretty much do this every day. I've been seeing a practitioner who does Jin Shin Jitsu for many, many years. And there's something called Main Central that you can do on yourself every day to ground and center yourself with planet Earth. So I do that. It takes about 10, 15 minutes in bed, and I do the energy healing.
I want you to tell me about that later.
Basically, it's touching different parts of your body, and every day, and I can feel the energy rushing through me, and it sets me up for the day.
Okay.
Then I will get breakfast going for my daughter. I will drink my 32 ounces of water. Always have water next to my bedside.
That's why her skin looks so amazing.
Get to the kitchen. I don't do meditation super early because I just don't get to it. The energy work is first. I get breakfast rolling, bring my daughter to school, come back, and that's typically when I'll do my own meditation and have something to eat. And then I'm off to a workout pretty much 5-6 days a week.
Check out her Instagram for some of her workouts. She videotapes herself, or videotapes, I date myself. She records herself.
So I do weight training 3 times a week. I do cardio a few other days. So exercise is very, very much a part of my life. And then I'm back home, and some days I start with clients at 8 a.m. And I could go all the way until, like last night, I had a client at 8 p.m. Mm. So I work my workout schedule around my client load. And I have clients pretty much all day long.
Somehow you have so much energy. They're not trainers, or you know how to have boundaries. So you
do protect myself.
That's your energy work and your meditation.
I swear by energy healing. I've got crystals that I work with. I will sage the area in between clients. Yeah. I have a spray that actually I bought at Katie Diamond Jewelry right here in Ridgewood that will clear the air. So I do a lot of protection.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's all about gratitude. What is one thing you're grateful for?
My husband.
Aww.
I know. I just have to,
What's his name?
His name is Sam.
Go Samzona.
He's amazing. Like, I'm very, very lucky.
That's awesome.
Pretty incredible.
There's usually a partner that supports you to let you be.
He's really he's just given me the push to keep doing what I'm doing and says yes to everything. Mm-hmm. And I've literally taken over our home. I mean, my office is in the kitchen. I've taken over the other office, which is now mine because this is where everything happens behind the scenes. My dining room is like a pantry. I mean, I've got clients
you're
in and out.
Office.
I mean, it's crazy.
How long have you been married?
27 years.
Congratulations
on
that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Many people struggle with their health, setting up good habits, food addiction, and more. What's your best recommendation to get them started so they can start feeling better in all areas of their life?
Okay, that's a big question.
You just give a tip or two, and people can reach out to you and DM you if they want to go deeper.
Well, I'd say start by going plant-based as much as possible. I think that the more greens and vegetables that you bring in, you will naturally crowd out the junk.
Yep.
Get rid of processed food. Mm. Just get rid of the bags, the boxes, and the containers. Mm-hmm. It's just bad for you. The body doesn't know what to do with it. It's foreign.
Yep.
Eat from the earth. Eat real clean whole foods and you will feel like $1 million. Anybody that wants to lose 5 pounds fast, just get rid of sugar. Just stop eating sugar and you're gonna see a tremendous
difference. Or try her 5-day detox.
That's right. Call me. And water. You gotta drink water. It's so underrated, and I always tell my clients it's the biggest diet hack out there. And aside from diet, just to feel so good, it is so good. I recommend at least half your body weight in ounces every day. If you stick with that continuously, I promise your skin will be glowing. You go to the bathroom like a champ, and you feel fuller all day long.
And you have energy.
It's amazing.
What is the best way for the viewers to contact you?
Well, you can contact me either on through Instagram.
Say it again.
It's, I keep forgetting my name. Zo_Healthy. You can DM me there. Facebook, it's Audrey Zona, Zo Healthy with Audrey Zona.
We'll post this for you.
Okay, this is pretty ridiculous. Or go to my website, this one I know. LiveZoHealthy.com. LiveZoHealthy.com.
You got it. It's like ridiculous. Is there anything I should have asked you that I didn't?
People always want to know, like, do you eat sugar? That's always a question. Like, well, what do you eat?
So do you?
Okay. Here and there. Absolutely. I'm a big fan of dark chocolate. That's my vice. So I've got my few favorite picks. I love from Trader Joe's. They make 100% cacao. It's called Montezuma's. And I will have a quarter of the bar, which is a serving. It's 150 calories. I happen to
know
this.
You are disciplined.
Okay, so I will, and I'll put it in little Ziploc bags, but yes, I do have sugar. It's here and there, but it's not a lot.
These videos are all about sharing. What is your number one tip for the viewers to live their best life?
It has to be meditation, Pam. I really feel that when people start to meditate, everything in their life shifts. You just become more present, more cognizant, more aware, alive, patient.
But it's hard for people to start.
Yeah.
But once they start getting the benefits.
And it could be, so my meditation teacher always said, do the 5-5-5. 5 minutes a day for 5 days a week for 5 weeks. Everyone has 5 minutes. And if you can't do it by yourself, there are a million guided meditations. Actually, listen to Pam's most recent meditation video that she posted. That's definitely check that one out because it's amazing.
Thank you.
But I think that you can just start with a couple of minutes a day. And once you start and you can feel just deep breathing for 5 minutes, you can really, really feel the impact of
your body.
Listen, we all have to reboot our phones. We are all taking care of our phones. We're shutting them down. We're plugging them in. What about our head? What about our brain? What about our heart? We need that.
And just
to
get in touch with your intuitive self your core and your center,
that's,
I think meditation
kind of
is the best thing in the world. So I couldn't agree more with you.
I think it's kind of number one.
Yeah.
So
thank you so much
You're
for coming.
Welcome.
This was so great. And let's have some juice together.
Okay.
Drink it. Cheers.
I don't want it to go everywhere.
It's okay. You're good. Don't worry.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Great.